Thank you, Houston, for making the Blitz the number one sports show. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Let's grab Alberto. He wants to disagree with you.
For the past 2 months, James Harden has not been the problem for the Rockets. He's far from it.
Star players don't like guys that give sorry-ass effort. James Harden, defensively, gives sorry-ass effort. And guys who want to win championships, they don't put up with it.
You saw that he can play defense.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of wanting to. It's a matter of effort. All right, I guess we got to talk about Gatsby's dad now.
The guy can't stay healthy, and what it boils down to is Arian Foster, they released him with a failed physical designation, which basically means that he's not ready to do football stuff. You know, he's not ready to even sign on with another team right now. He wouldn't pass a physical for anybody right now.
I wonder if he doesn't consider retiring. He's made a big chunk of money. He is interested in acting. He's one of those guys that's always talking about the toll it takes. I wonder if that's not something he considers.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the first 2 hours, you heard some of what we talked about, but we've been all over the place today, man. It's been a fun show, and appreciate everybody's involvement. Can I give something away to the people?
Sure.
Because I love the people. How about we give away 2 tickets to the Heights Crawfish Festival. It's crawfish season. Win crawfish plate tickets for 2 at the Heights Crawfish Festival Saturday, March 5th at 411 20th Street behind the Flower Shop. Get there early for the inaugural parade that kicks off the festival. Miss Texas Latina Alma Alarez will be the Grand Marshal. Heights Crawfish Festival offers live music, the finale of Idol of the Heights singing contest, performances by local schools, exhibitor booths, shopping opportunities, a kids' world area of rides and activities, and, of course, crawfish. Buy your crawfish tickets in advance for a discount. Log on to heightschamber.com/crawfish-festival. Caller 15. You're getting a little crawfish action going. Do we need to get back on sports, or can we
do whatever we want, man?
Because I thought this was hilarious. I follow Yahoo Canada for obvious reasons, and every now and then they post something really hilarious. This is something you might want to think about for your kids when they get a little older. An angry mom gave her son a bill for nearly $40,000 for service, basically an invoice for all the things that he did for 5 years while he was living at home.
Okay.
Apparently, she got ticked off, and he was 23 years old, so she charged him for various expenses over a 13-month period. She also billed him for the price of tuition and health insurance. He was charged for, quote, being an a-hole and not appreciative of your mother's support financially or otherwise, which apparently cost you $1,000 if you're an a-hole and don't appreciate your mother paying for everything. She also included 13% tax on it. So the total was $34,738.20 with tax at 13%, $4,515.97. For a total amount of $39,254.17. Now, that's Canadian, so it's probably more like $8, but right. $39,000. So here's some of the stuff on the bill that she charged him for. Contributions toward wedding, Christmas gifts, Valentine's. So basically, there's 5 people in the family, so he has to pay a 1/5 share, $600. Specialty meals, $50 meals, 2 meals a month, $1,200. Incidental food and sundries, basically him raiding the kitchen, $250. A fifth of the share of the cable bill, $187. A fifth of the share of the internet, $182. 5 years of health benefit premiums, $5,726. Tuition for 5 years of education, $23,550. That's actually pretty cheap for 5 years.
Yeah.
One-fifth a share of the gas bill, $216. Here's my favorite. $1,037 for one-fifth of a share of hydro.
That's fair.
It sounds fair, right? But anyway, the kid actually responded pretty well to it.
Did he pay it?
I don't think he actually wound up paying it.
Okay, then he didn't really respond the way she was hoping.
Well, no. Well, I think she just wanted him to realize what a dickweed he'd been.
Okay.
And the way she had treated him. And he actually responded by saying, "This was a very effective parenting technique, and it helped me realize what an entitled little bleep I have been."
All right.
So I think he's probably not going to pay the whole thing back, but I think he realized that, you know, he was being an entitled little bleep. So, oh, did I mess up Jong's Twitter handle? According to the Ned Dogs, I did. It's Jungle Fever. Damn it. It's twice now I've done that.
Yeah.
Sorry. 713-780-ESPN. I have one other thing, and then we'll get to some more of the Texan stuff now that they have some cap room. I want to talk about that a little bit. Are you a fan of Tommy Chong?
Yeah.
I am too. Big fan. Apparently, he did an AMA, and there were some fascinating questions. So, and some of them are pretty funny. It's like, what's your favorite strain of marijuana? Anything given to me by a naked woman? this one I found interesting. How much do you estimate you've spent on weed throughout your entire life? He said, I stopped having to buy pot a long time ago. It helped. I'm guessing people just bring weed to him, right?
I'm guessing he probably grows it.
Yeah. He asked, when do you see marijuana being legalized federally anytime in the not too distant future? And he says he thinks when Obama leaves, he'll do a bleep you to the Republicans and reschedule it. That's all I need to do is reschedule it. Is sex on weed all it's cracked up to be? Yeah. Yes, it is, he says. And then he asks, what has changed America's stance? Says the cell phone. Because when anybody says anything, people are on their cell phone checking it for the truth. When Sanjay Gupta talked about how marijuana helped a child with epilepsy, once it changed his mind, everyone fell into place. He goes, if anything, Up in Smoke delayed it, which is still one of my favorite movies. I can watch that anytime. How can you argue against a kid who hugged his mother for the first time thanks to pot? It's pretty good stuff. That's about the best stuff. Talked about being high at work.
Probably always.
Said, I'm a huge fan of yours, and it's my dream to share a bowl with you. I'm also an aspiring stoner actor. How well do you handle being stoned on set? It was one of the reasons why we wrote our own movies was because I could never remember any kind of lines. In fact, that was my big thing about working at the 70s show and all that. I couldn't remember. I still have a hard time memorizing, but I can create like that as long as I don't have to use my brain for anything other than connecting with the muse. That's kind of cool. And he said, can you remember the order of the session he did with Snoop?
Yeah.
Says, it depends on who you're smoking with. If you're smoking with Snoop, you don't have to worry about it because the joint stops there. And then finally, favorite place to get high? So probably Vancouver on the beach.
It's a good place.
That is a good place. Yeah. And his best memory from that 70s show, which I loved him on. It was the last show when Kitty called me by my last name instead of Leo. I'm going to miss you, Tommy. They took it out. That was the sweetest thing. She didn't like me when I first joined. She was very cold, but she had to warm up to me because she had to. Hee-hee. So, anyway, the whole thing is available on Bro Bible if you want to. If you're a Tommy Chong fan, it's very cool. Those movies, man.
Cheech and Chong movies?
Yeah. Those were fantastic.
What's your favorite one?
Up in Smoke.
Mine's Cheech and Chong's next movie.
That was good, too.
At the beginning where they're carrying the trash can full of gas. They pour it in the tank and it's got all the trash in it.
Yeah. Well,
so good.
And I'm old, so I forget. But Up in Smoke is the one where they had the truck made of weed, right? And they were playing the music.
I think so.
Yeah, that was my favorite. And yeah, it did. That was one of those things growing up where that was just one of those defining movies for me. I loved it. All right, let's talk about what the Texans are going to do now because they picked up some cap room here with the whacking of Arian Foster.
Not just Arian Foster. They lost one of the crappy tight ends that they had. They lost a safety that underperformed.
Yeah, well, I think Raheem Moore was definitely gone from the moment he got benched last year and never played again. So that gives you some cap room. Who else did they whack?
Garrett Graham.
Yeah, okay. There's still some other guys that they could lose, including Brian Hoyer, if you decide, you know what, we're going to bring Brandon Whedon back as our stopgap guy instead of Hoyer. You could probably save some more money there. Vince Wilfork would save you a lot of money, although I think for what you're paying him, you're kind of getting value.
Well, what's your replacement option?
Right. Right. Those two would get you a bunch, but right now they've got, there's 151 in the cap's going to be, and they've only got accounted for 115. So there is room now to go spend a little bit. Foster saves them a lot. Raheem Moore, Garrett Graham, all those guys, basically the only dead money, you've got about $5 million in dead money there, but you saved, you know, almost 15. So the other candidates, I would think Vince Wilfork would save you $4 million for 1.5 in dead money. I just don't think that's that much money. 5.5 for a defensive tackle. If he wants to keep playing, I would keep him. Brian Hoyer, if you cut him right now, you'd save $4.859 million with no dead money because that's the way his contract was set up. Would you keep him for that, or do you sign Whedon for $1 million less?
Despite what I saw at the end of the year last year, I like Hoyer more than I like Whedon.
I think I do too. It's just that last game was so awful. And you're going to need a guy to start the season. I don't think that whoever you draft, or if you bring in Bob Griffin or whatever you do, I mean, maybe he's ready to play. But you got to figure you're going to need a guy like this that if you have to start the season, he can do it. And I've said all along, you can start the season with Brian Hoyer, just don't finish it with him.
Yeah.
And 4.8 seems fair. And if you don't need to do it, but Akeem Dent, he could save you $2.1 million. That's a pretty big number for what he gives you, which is not a lot. And it'd only be $375 in dead money. So now, first off, you've got to sign Brandon Brooks. I think you have to sign Ben Jones. Or if you really want to make a big splash, let Ben Jones go and make a run at Alex Mack. Yeah. That would be to me, that would be an upgrade. But I'd like to see him keep those two guys and get a tight end in free agency, whether it's whichever Colt winds up being available. I'd take either one of those guys. And, you know, I think they're also going to need another veteran receiver type, unless you think Mumphrey is ready to step up. I think Jalen Strong can be a two. I do that. I do think that.
I hope so.
Dustin says I'm keeping Hoyer over Whedon. I think I am too. But I don't think either one of them really.
It's not a situation where I would I'd fault them if they decided to go the other way. I wouldn't think it's a dumb move. I mean, I just think that I've seen Hoyer be better than Brandon Whedon.
I would agree.
I've seen Brian Hoyer be a serviceable NFL starter. Not one that you want if you're ever going to win, but I've seen him not embarrass himself. I haven't seen enough of a sample of Brandon Whedon where he was good that I can go, yeah, I trust that guy.
And people keep asking, can you trade Clowney? No, because
stop with this.
Yeah, just there's no way. You would have $13 million in dead money. You're upside down on his contract, basically. You'd have $13 million in dead money, and there'd be no cap savings. There'd be a $7 million hit. So it would make no sense. And realistically, you can't do it next year. Well, next year, you'd save no money, and you'd have $7 million in dead money.
Yeah.
The first year you is 2018 when he'll be a free agent. So he's here for two more years. Let's take a very quick break. A lot more to get to. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. How about we give something away? Win a four-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park and join me for live thoroughbred racing. Plus, it's Camel and Ostrich race night. Your chance to see Raheel, Cams, and Ollie. Enjoy a complimentary buffet and sit in the special ESPN section. This Saturday, March 5th, everyone gets to play in the handicapping contest. The winner gets a dinner for four at the Winter Circle Restaurant. Watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park with ESPN 97.5. And this is a very cool thing they're doing with the camels this year. Our camel is going to represent the Blitz and me and everybody. There's going to be some other people there that have camels representing them. If our camel wins, we're donating $500 to charity. So, and
mighty generous.
And if the camel wins, I will take 50% of my winnings from Saturday night and throw that into the charity as well. So, anyway, hopefully see you guys out there. Did I give a number?
I don't know.
Did I give a number, John? I didn't hear him yell. No? Caller 28. We have one more four-pack to give away. So, I'm not wanting to get our thoughts on Mitt Romney.
I do think it's funny that Donald Trump endorsed Mitt Romney, and then Mitt Romney talked about what a great guy he was and how he was so smart economically, and then now he's like, this guy shouldn't be running the country.
He is not the temperament of a stable, thoughtful leader. He's a phony who's playing the American public for suckers and a man whose imagination must not be married to real power. Now, let's be honest. All of these guys play the American public for suckers. Every single one of them plays us for suckers. There's no question.
Now, what this boils down to is Romney is an establishment guy and Trump is not. And if Mitt Romney ever wants to have any more of a political career, he kind of has to.
Well, and this whole speculation about the brokered convention and Mitt Romney maybe being the guy, if they do that.
I'm not voting for Mitt Romney ever.
Yeah, I'm not either. But
like, even though he did say something smart here, that Donald Trump's not fit to run the country, it's like the first smart thing I've ever heard him say.
Well, this is the thing, and I'm going to be fascinated by this if it actually happens. If it does get to a brokered convention and they put a guy like Romney in there, you know Trump's going to split off and run as an independent. And then you're going to have all kinds of weird stuff going on. This is going to tear the Republican Party apart one way or the other, I think. And I don't think Mitt Romney is. America spoke. They didn't like Obama's first 4 years, and they still voted him out. They didn't vote for Romney. So it's I think this is kind of why, because he said such great things about Trump, and now he's basically flip-flopping. The guy's kind of done that his whole career.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Just kind of a theoretical question from 832. Which would be better, getting a quarterback in the second for a cheap 4-year contract or getting one in the first where you have a higher contract, but you get that extra year before having to pay him big money, assuming the quarterback winds up being the guy in both scenarios?
I mean, I think I'd rather have the second rounder.
I think I would too.
If you got to pay him, okay, you're paying a quarterback. You should be paying your quarterback.
Yeah. If he winds up being the guy, he's going to get paid.
Yeah.
So, but if you can get him on 4 years on that, you get the Russell Wilson deal?
Yeah, I'll take that for sure.
I think I'd rather have that. 713-780-ESPN. And that, I think that's kind of an interesting concept, because let's look at it for a minute. If none of the, well, let's say all three of the guys that are considered the top three are gone, but Connor Cook, Christian Hackenberg, Dak Prescott, the second tier guys are all still there, okay, when you're at 22. Do you trade down and try to get the first or second pick of the second round, pick up some extra picks, knowing you're going to get one of those guys there, just to employ that strategy?
I don't know. I feel like we're getting into a lot of like unlikely situations here.
But. Well, and I don't think it's unlikely that you get to that point and all those quarterbacks are sitting there at 22.
Yeah.
Because I think Paxton Lynch is going to go pretty high.
I do,
and that's the one guy that...
I think he's the one that's reachable, though.
Yeah, if you're going to trade up.
Yeah, because I don't think you can trade up to get to the other two guys. Those guys are going to be gone, and they're going higher than you probably should be trading.
Well, you know one of them's going to Cleveland. So if you find one of these guys and you're madly in love with him, you've got to trade up to number one overall. Good luck with that. That cost is going to be too much. I don't think even I would do that for what it would actually cost you. Although if you're just tossing, you know, a one next year and a couple of twos, I might do that because we know how they do with their seconds and thirds. But I don't know if realistically it makes sense to do that for any of these guys. Apparently Carson Wentz impressed the hell out of everybody at the combine.
Yeah.
So, James asked, would Colt McCoy be a legit viable option behind Romo? Yeah, I think he'd be a very solid backup quarterback for the Cowboys. Just like that's what he is. And can he win a couple games for you? Yeah, I think he can. You don't want him to be a long-term solution, but I think he fits there. All right, quick break. We shall return. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Marvin, entering your third year of eligibility for Canton, you were joined in the finals, as you know, for that class, by another elite receiver, and that's Terrell Owens, former 49er, Eagle, you name it, Dallas Cowboy. Question, how concerned were you that the two of you could split the vote, much like Brown and Andre Reed and Chris Carter had in past years, but could split the vote and keep each other out?
I wasn't concerned at all. I'm not concerned about, you know, T.O. not one bit. You know, I was concerned about myself, so I wasn't worried about splitting the vote with anyone. And that was it. You know, the person that was supposed to get in got in, and that was me. If he didn't get in, that's his problem. He can get paying all the other he's been doing. That's on him. But I'm in. My jacket is gold. I don't look in the rearview mirror for nobody, so he can get his ass in whenever he gets in. If he doesn't get in, too bad.
And we are back.
What was that? The Blitz. Horn honk.
They bleeped out the S bomb with that.
Oh, okay. I thought that was like.
Yeah, I thought they were.
I thought they played that.
Yeah, well, first I thought Jong did it, and I'm like, "What are you clown horning?" Need a clown horn in there, man.
I thought that's the kind of show they have where they play a clown horn sometimes.
Yeah, that's the Talk of Fame Network, which those are the guys that we had dinner with at the Super Bowl: Clark Judge and Rick Goslin and all those.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Of course, they're kissing Marvin's ass.
Well, they voted him in, so
yeah.
But so he said bull bleep. Basically, he can talk all that other bull bleep like he's been doing. That's on him.
Honka honka.
He can talk all that honka honka like he's been doing.
I'll never understand how I can't say this about everybody, but now we're getting to where guys who are going into the Hall of Fame, I saw their entire careers. I saw Marvin Harrison's entire career. I saw T.O.'s entire career. I don't know how you can watch that and go, yeah, I think Marvin was a better guy. I think he was a better player. I just can't picture. And then on top of that, Marvin Harrison played with Peyton Manning almost his entire career.
Well, and that's the thing. I think Marvin Harrison was a creation of Peyton Manning. Very good player, don't get me wrong. Put up great numbers. I think borderline Hall of Fame. But if T.O. had had an opportunity to play with Peyton Manning, he would have done what Randy Moss did the year he was with Tom Brady. I mean, the numbers would have been ridiculous.
And listen, so, Owens didn't play with a bunch of scrubs. I mean, he played with Jeff Garcia, Donovan McNabb, Tony Romo. These are
good players.
Good players, but not Peyton Manning.
No, and Peyton and the stretch when Harrison was there, Peyton was amazing. I mean, and Honestly, if you ask me which one I'd rather have, I guess it depends on the rest of my team. If I've got Peyton, I'd probably keep Marvin Harrison, simply because I know what they did together over all those years. But if I'm another team, I'd rather have T.O. And the reasons that they voted against him and they made a strong case, which I don't agree with, I'll be honest, I don't think Marvin Harrison should have got in. And I think T.O. should be, but to me, Harrison's one of those fence guys. And you're about to see a lot of those. And later on, he went and mentioned a bunch of them, which include Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt. And I mean, a lot of guys who put up big numbers, and especially the Rams guys who were in a sick, crazy offense that threw the ball all over the field. Are those Hall of Famers? In their case, they won a ring.
I don't know.
I mean, and how much does that matter? I mean, how much does a ring matter? To me, I'm not saying every Hall of Famer should have a ring, but that is a standard, I think, when you look at you had to have had great numbers and been on a team that was good enough to win, and multiple rings certainly should help you. I don't know. But it's a very feisty Marvin Harrison. I don't think I've heard
he
him.
He's charged up.
I wonder if he got that charged up when he allegedly shot that guy.
Stop it. Stop it.
Just
kidding. Don't stop it. Keep going. Hey, can we give a shout-out to one of our fine listeners, Evan?
Absolutely.
Who came by today. Evan is our small person listener, which I still have to figure out. I don't know if Evan's single. I think he's single. But if he is, I'd really like to play a dating game where we send Evan on a date with a full-size listener lady. I think that would be awesome.
That would be fun.
So
he won one of those PS4 games too. He dialed well.
Yeah,
good for him. Speaking of which, I have one more giveaway. Another 4-pack to Sam Houston Race Park. Join me for live thoroughbred racing. Plus, it's camel and ostrich race night. There's also thoroughbreds. Enjoy a complimentary buffet in the special ESPN section at Sam Houston Race Park this Saturday, March the 5th. We're having a handicapping contest, which is easy. You just show up before the third race. Get signed up, and if you have the most winners, you get a dinner for four at the Winner's Circle Restaurant. Watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park with ESPN 97.5, and we'll take caller 15. I will see you Saturday night, and if you come out, if you don't win, you guys are welcome to come play the handicapping contest. You're welcome to come hang out with us. You got questions about betting, why would Bayesian Racing first, but then anything beyond that, I'm happy to help, and I will be pumping away. And I'm going to make some. I'm pumping away on the wagers, but
On the wagers,
yeah,
gotcha.
Anyway,
I thought this had taken an awkward turn.
No. God, no, I'm too old for that. I'm retired. I will remind you if you've never been to the track, that Acing Racing is a great resource.
Did you happen to see Jong the face off between Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz today?
I did. I saw it on Twitter. Speaking of
getting feisty.
Taking a swing at things.
McGregor called Diaz a scared little boy and said his team of gazelles wouldn't be able to save him this weekend. Said at the end, I'm going to be, all your gazelle friends will stand around while I basically hold your dead carcass in my teeth.
I'm a fan of dead carcasses.
While they were squared off, McGregor threw a left hand out in front of Diaz's face, and it looked like it hit his hand. I don't know, but of course, Nate Diaz don't play that stuff, man. And here's one thing I'll say about Nate Diaz, and I understand that Conor McGregor, he likes to get people charged up, and the mental game is very important to him. What I know about Nate Diaz is, if Nate Diaz sees him outside, if he feels like he's disrespected him and he really wants to fight him, Nate Diaz will fight him in the parking lot and not wait till Saturday. And he'll lose out on that check. He won't care. That's the kind of guy Nate Diaz is, which in a way I you've got to respect, but in another way, it's not the brightest guy in the world. But he's not going to take anything from McGregor. And Jake Shields, Nick Diaz both jumped on Joe Schilling. They all jumped on stage. And then One of McGregor's coaches got up there, broke it up. There were a bunch of armed police and bodyguards running up there. So no real scuffles went down, but it almost got into that John Jones, Daniel Cormier territory where they damn near tore up a hotel lobby going after each other. But I'm excited for that fight. It's going to be a good fight. That number got up to a plus 410 today, dropped down to 405, and I just decided I'm just going to hit it at 405. I'll hit it again if it gets over 420, but I think it's going to be a close fight.
I'm with you. I'm going to take Diaz. I'm looking forward to. Well, actually, I'll be at the track 6 to 8, and then whenever the camel race is over, which I'm not sure what time the camel race is going to be. Whenever that's over, I'm heading somewhere to watch a fight.
Yeah.
Because I definitely want to see that one, and I this is one if you're just kind of on the fence, this is a good one to buy.
Oh, no doubt.
I may buy it at home, actually. I may do that. I haven't decided yet. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. You have about, a minute. We could squeeze in one more phone call, but then we got Hoffman on Hollywood, which is always good. And, I'm really interested to see these fights. And I even though it didn't turn out to be the fight we wanted, I think this is going to be fun. And they've done a great job of just being a-holes to each other and really boosting it.
Yep.
I think that's going to – yeah. What's interesting, though, you know what I haven't heard? Nary a word from the ladies.
They were there today.
Nobody's talking about it.
They're really friendly to each other, and they shook hands, and it was really awkward compared to the other one.
That's no fun, man.
No.
I don't like awkward.
I've heard more from Ronda Rousey over the last couple of days than I've heard either of the girls that are actually fighting. But Ronda's pissed off because she deserves the honor of beating Holly Holm, not Miesha Tate. And I was like, well, if you really deserve that honor, you probably should have done it a few months ago when, you know, you guys had a fight in a cage. That would have been the good time to accept the honor of defeating her.
Didn't work out, did it?
No, did not.
Brett says UFC pressers are the new boxing pressers. Love it. Beat the snot out of each other for free. Reminds me of that movie with Samuel L. Jackson, Great White Hype.
Yeah.
That's what this is turning into. All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on The Blitz.
We are back.
The official ESPN 97.5 app is now available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. HD show coming up next in about 13 minutes, and Longhorn Weekly with Shaka Smart at 10 p.m. Let's do some Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right, let's start with, the people who are saying they're going to move out of the United States, things like that. That's pretty standard practice now. We're getting a lot of that. The latest to add their name to that list, Miley Cyrus. Will you miss her, Fred?
I will not.
She says the thought of president as Trump makes her want to vom, which I'm guessing is short kid talk for vomit.
Right.
/ move out the country. # ain't a party in the USA anymore.
Okay.
All right. She also says Donald Trump is a, quote, effing nightmare. And then she posted a picture of her with an animal hunter holding the carcass of a dead animal to Instagram, saying, "This makes me so unbelievable scared and sad. Not only for our country, but for animals that I love more than anything in this world. I'll really miss Miley if Trump were to move." That'll be like one of the few good things.
Yeah. Well, bye.
Yeah.
You take Justin Bieber with you, too?
Game of Thrones, a little more secretive than usual. Normally, they send out advanced copies to the media.
Yep.
Not anymore. It is on such lockdown that the press and Hollywood insiders will not receive any episodes in advance, either on DVD or online screening, circumventing the industry convention. We're not sending out press copies this year anywhere in the world, HBO president told Entertainment Weekly. There will be no copies for review. This move is probably the first for a major series, though it isn't entirely surprising in the case of Game of Thrones. This is the first season where the show has largely surpassed the narrative published by George R.R. Martin.
And they damn sure don't need the attention from, you know, they're...
Right. So for the first time, hardcore fans don't really even know what's coming. You know, even if you've read the books, you don't really know what's going to happen next. So HBO has moved to a secure online screening system for critics, but they nonetheless opted against taking any chances with the new season of its highest-rated series of all time. Sam Smith, we talked about his gay Oscar acceptance speech. Sort of defended himself, sort of kind of threw it back at us, the people who called him out. He said, second openly gay man to win an Oscar, or third or fourth or 100th. It wasn't my point. My point was to shine some light on the LGBT community, who I love so dearly. The best part is, he's friends with a guy named Tom Daly, who he texts back and forth with. Tom Daly, also gay. Well, Tom Daly's partner is a guy named Dustin Black, who won an Oscar for Milk. And Dustin Black tweeted out, dear internet, he said, he said, if you have no idea who I am, maybe it's time you stop texting my fiance.
Ooh.
Then he said, dear internet, Tom Daly and Sam Smith are pals. They text. Thus my surprise, Sam took me for a closet case. Feel free to laugh. But Sam Smith responded. He said, apologies for the mix-up, Lance. I'll be sure to check out your films now. Also, belated congrats on the Oscar. And big news, the Hulk Hogan sex tape trial against Gawker is set to begin. The Hulkster, after years of wrangling, a legal fight is going to go down in the courtroom between Hulk Hogan and Gawker over a sex tape that the Hulkster made with, I like to say the Hulkster, with the wife of, or the then wife of radio personality Bubba the Love Sponge, Clem. The video was recorded in 2006. Gawker published parts of the video in 2012, and that's when the Hulkster sued them. He said his privacy was violated, but Gawker says the publication was a legitimate scoop because Hogan had talked openly about his sex life before. The Hulkster is seeking $100 million from Gawker for posting the video of he and Heather Klim.
Is he really worth that much? I mean,
dude, it's Hulkamania.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
And finally, this one affects me personally. Merle Haggard, who I have tickets to go see Merle Haggard with Willie Nelson in April. And I'm not stoked about this news. Merle Haggard hospitalized once again with pneumonia. He's canceled all of his March tour dates due to a persistent reoccurring bout of double pneumonia. He's currently receiving treatment at a hospital in California and had to postpone his concert dates in March, according to a statement released by his publicist. He looks forward to seeing his fans on his next tour in April. However, per doctor's orders, he's going to take 1 month off from life on the road to rest and recover from the latest bout of pneumonia. He's 78 years old. His scheduled performances for March included a couple of dates at Nashville's Ryman Auditorium. So hopefully Merle gets better.
Probably your last chance to see him, I'm guessing.
Hopefully Merle is better by mid-April for those shows in New Braunfels.
You don't have to call me Merle Haggard. All right.
There you go. That's Hoffman on Hollywood.
Some semi-breaking news, which not really shocking breaking news. The Broncos are already working to try to get Brock Osweiler under contract. According to NFL Media's James Palmer, the team has made, quote, a substantial offer to the quarterback. This runs counter to a previous report that said the team was willing to let him go in free agency. So
bluffing.
I think
bluffers.
The point it makes here is that the market for quarterbacks has gone up because Sam Bradford got $36 million over 2 years from the Eagles. So
who would you rather pay $36 million for 2 years, Sam Bradford or Brock Osweiler?
I wouldn't want to pay either one, but if you said
gun to head,
probably Osweiler.
See, I think I'd go with Bradford.
I guess it depends on the team. If it's the Broncos, he's already been there.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather pay Osweiler that.
What if you were the Texans?
And I'd probably do Bradford. Although, I don't know, man.
You'd do him or you'd pay him?
Well, I mean, he's a very attractive man. He still looks like he's 15, though. That's a little freaky.
That's that Native American blood.
Well.
Keeps him youthful.
No, the thing about Bradford is I think we're still all caught up in the fact that he was a number one overall pick. You just look, there's been one stretch of his career
where he showed some flashes
before he got hurt that he looked like he might be about to become the quarterback we thought he was going to be. And that's it. And I've seen enough of him that I just don't think the guy can play and I wouldn't pay him. Osweiler, haven't seen enough yet. I'm not all that blown away by him either, but I think I'd at least feel like
maybe there's some untapped potential.
Yeah, now I'm going to sound like I was talking about with Ryan Mallett. It's the devil I don't know. It's what he might be. And somebody's going to pay him that.
Somebody's going to pay Ryan Mallett that too, probably. That's the desperate state of NFL teams needing a quarterback.
Oh, boy. Plus, Bradford just can't stay healthy either. That's the other part of it. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. I want to thank Jong Lee for a great job today. Twitter folks were on a roll today. Great job. Some pretty good calls. Interesting texts. Thank you guys for participating today. Great job by AJ Hoffman. That's all right. We'll do it again tomorrow. Wrap up the week. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.